Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.
Okay, you're still listening to Spirit of Nigeria Radio, and of course, this is the authentic source of Nigerian information, the giving, dishing, just everything back to back. Positive Nigerian energy all the way, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed. Like I said, this is...
Jefferson is still sitting beside Aaliyah, and we're having a good time so far. She's made me dance today, and I think that is the hope of good things to come. You know, because just before we went on that music break, I said this could probably bring me my...
Your barbecue just
and,
maybe.
And it's just looking like it already.
Just maybe. Okay, still our diaspora discourse, of course. And right about now, we are called for Anifowoshi. Sounds Anifowoshi. Yes. Definitely you're Yoruba. So what part of Nigeria are you from?
I grew up in Lagos, but I'm from Ondo State. You know how we are. We have two constituents in Nigeria.
Okay.
Every Nigerian does, anyway.
Very well. Okay, so you're from Ondo State, but you you lived in Lagos, right?
Grew up in Lagos.
You grew up in Lagos.
Yes. Yes.
All right, ma'am. It's a pleasure to speak with you. Would you kindly tell us, please, how long have you been in the UK?
Oh, that would be giving too much information. God, it's been over 2 decades. Let's just put it that way. It's been over 2 decades.
Wow, that's been a long time. That's been a long time. So, yes. So, how often do you visit Nigeria?
God, I didn't get that. There's a bit of a break in communication.
Yes, I was asking how often do you visit Nigeria in the 20 decade or in the 2 decades?
Year.
Oh, you come to Nigeria every year.
Yeah, I'm in Nigeria for just a month a year. Sometimes even more. I'm not far from home.
Wow.
Thank God it's the UK, and not anywhere else. So it's not that difficult to actually think about flying, though, even
at
even if it's an emergency.
Okay, so you said from I think what I can deduce from the little you just said right now, you come home every year, and definitely, of course, to come home every year from the UK to Nigeria, I want to believe that there is so much, you have so much love for your country. And
Well, I still have family in Nigeria, but my mom still lives in Nigeria. I still have cousins, aunts, uncles. I still have a very strong connection to Nigeria, and obviously friends. So, I mean, I come home to be with the people that I love and like, and also to have a break from work.
Okay, so aside coming to visit the people you love and you like, what else do you really love about Nigeria?
Everything. I love being Nigerian. I love the country. I love us, the people. I love everything about Nigeria. The food. I still eat Nigerian food. I mean, who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
With all the spice and everything. Okay, now that we're talking about food, what is your favorite? What's your favorite meal? Nigerian dish, of course.
Okay, by default, as somebody from Ondo State, pounded yam.
Pounded yam.
And
a foreign
roll or
egg seed.
Wow.
Is it the foreign? Let me make G. Or the.
If you're asking,
Oh. Yeah.
Nice.
But I also like, I guess I'm a yam person, I also like asaro. So,
okay.
Asaro and pounded yam are my two favorite foods.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful.
Wow. All right, man, let's move on to some other matters now. Now, as a Nigerian,
okay.
As a Nigerian who has been in the diaspora for over 2 decades, what are the opportunities that you think that the Spirit of Nigeria as a station can foster between Nigerians in diaspora and Nigerians back home?
Well, I guess it's you could inclusivity, so include Nigerians in diaspora in what's going on back home and all types of issues. So from legal issues, political issues, right down to entertainment, you know.
Yeah.
With regards to political issues, Nigerians in diaspora. And don't quote me, I might be wrong, and it could have changed since the last time I checked.
Okay.
Because I believe Nigerians in diaspora don't have the right to vote on Nigerian matters.
That's right.
Whilst they are in diaspora, if they want to vote, they'll have to go back home.
That's right.
Register true.
Register within their own local governments.
Mm.
All of them to vote in Nigeria. So if issues like that can be raised, because there are citizens of other countries all over the world who can vote at their local, at their local embassies within the towns and cities they live in, in respect of political issues in their home country. So why can't we as Nigerians also be afforded the same opportunity and for our voices to be heard and our votes to count to mean something? And also just having, you know, a working think tank, joint forces, having people in diaspora working with people back home to resolve legal issues. For example, there's so many, I mean, I'm not saying, again, I'm going to put a caveat, I always check myself before I talk. I'm not saying the Nigerians in Nigeria can't deal with their own issues themselves. Of course they can, because they're the ones on ground, they're the ones who know how they're hurting or suffering or what's actually happening.
True.
But they can make use of those in diaspora for one, raising funds if funds need to be raised for particular issues, and two, resources, if those in diaspora have easier access to certain resources that they may need to ensure that, you know, they can easily or quickly resolve whatever issues they are trying to resolve. So it's, I think you could actually foster a link between both sides to work together. And a radio station is a good medium to do that with or through, because people are listening, people will continue to listen, people will continue to introduce their friends and family members to the station. And hopefully that way something good can actually, you know, be fostered.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's very instructive what you just said. You know, you went straight to the heart of one of the agendas of Spirit of Nigeria Radio. It's our opinion, our very strong opinion, that if our Nigerians in diaspora are contributing so much to the economy of Nigeria, you know, the remittances are to the tune of billions of dollars, they should also have a say in the political affairs of Nigeria. So the rights of Nigerians in the diaspora to vote is one of the agendas that Spirit of Nigeria is pushing, and you have very well elaborated on that. And you have also told us what can be done on the economic front, you know, in the aspect of raising resources by people who are back home, from people in the diaspora to help bring ideas to life. And that is a very, very great one. Now, the next question I want to ask you, Ma, is that as somebody who has gone around the world a little, or let me say a lot, please, what issues concerning Nigerians in the diaspora do you think the government back home should be made aware of and get involved in?
The first would be immigration. I mean, in the UK at least, I can talk for the UK.
Okay.
I would say immigration, because you have a lot of Nigerians who, one, have been here for a long time, who still have not sorted out their immigration papers out, and are finding it hard to do so because the laws keep changing every single day.
Yeah.
So it becomes harder and harder to legalize oneself if one is here illegally. And also with immigration, to also put out information in Nigeria as to, it's easier for me to say, again, this is me checking myself, so it's easier for me to say this, but for the government to put out information, if through adverts or radio adverts, television adverts, informing people about how hard it is to survive in the diaspora if you do not have the legal right.
That's right.
To be here.
Yeah.
So if you don't have legal rights in the UK, since 2012, you're not able to work because you don't have the right to work. Mm. You're not able to use the NHS. So access to healthcare is restricted or restricted.
Yeah.
You can't rent a property. I mean, the courts in the UK have said it's against, so it breaches the human rights of the person to, for the government to ask landlords to check people's rights to remain in the UK before they rent them places. However, landlords are still doing so. Mm. There are certain accommodation people cannot rent without showing that they have the rights to be in the UK. So there's so many restrictions. And if you do not have somebody here you can rely on, if you're struggling on your, you're going to be sleeping on the street, you have no access to healthcare, you find it really hard to survive. And then you'll find yourself in a position where you don't know who to turn to, and you may even end up being picked up by the police because you're a nuisance. So then you get a criminal record for what? You know, and that criminal record stays on your record for a while, depending on whatever you're picked up for, if it's a crime or if it's nuisance or antisocial behavior.
Your
fingerprints are taken. That's another thing they don't tell you. So even if you return back to Nigeria voluntarily, or you're removed, or you're deported, if you try to make an application to come back to the UK, depending on the crime, like I said, you depending on the crime will determine how long the records stay attached to you as a person or attached to your name.
Okay.
Okay.
Going to return to Nigeria and try to make an application to come back to the UK.
Yes.
Okay.
You would be restricted.
Okay, I think
because
I just learned.
Fingerprints have been taken.
Okay, so those fingerprints are in the database, and so even when the person is trying to make an application in Nigeria, the records will come up.
That is an application to travel to the UK.
You have to have your biometrics. Because to the UK at least. That like I said, I cannot speak for the UK because your biometrics will have to be taken when you're making an application to re-enter the UK. And therefore, all of that will be flagged up. So you have to ensure that you're here legally. Like I said, it's easier for somebody like myself to say so, but also it's easier for me to say so because if you want to come here, talk to somebody who knows about the UK immigration rules, and they will be able to advise you. There's so many ways by which you can come here to live and work and study legally without making yourself an illegal resident.
Okay, I think I've been able to get a lot from you, and then you sound like you are somehow involved with the government, because I mean there's so much you have to say.
So,
and then I remember that I forgot to ask you, what do you do over there?
I'm not involved with the government. I am a barrister qualified and called to the bar of England and Wales, and also the Bar of the Federal Republic of Nigeria.
Beautiful.
And that's where I get a bit of my legal knowledge from.
That's amazing.
That's amazing. Do we get a clap now?
Yes, get a clap, of please. Course. A Nigerian prize. Okay.
And this is absolutely what we love to hear at Spirit of Nigeria Radio, that we know that, you know, we have Nigerians in diaspora making us proud, doing beautiful, amazing things. And of course, we must also say that we are proud of you, ma'am. And we hope that, you know, you would always, you know, you would continue to, you know, make us proud.
Yes. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yes. From hearing your resume, something comes to the fore. You know, there are millions of Nigerians in the diaspora like you who are eminently qualified in their fields and are doing greatly. But one of the things that has become so prevalent is that the news about Nigeria that always comes out is the negative news. Why is that so, and what can we do to help combat that?
Negative news.
Yes, you know, there are a lot of Nigerians who are doing very well overseas, who are contributing very positively to the countries where they live, to the economic growth, to the social cohesion and all that. Yet, it seems that the only time that news about Nigerians come into the press a lot of times is when it is negative. What do we do to combat that?
Well, for us Nigerians to focus on the positive.
So we should focus on the positives.
The West major in the Western world or in the diaspora only focuses on the negative. We should be out there showcasing that we are not all, you know, whatever names they want to call us. I'm not going to say those names. We are that. Because my circle of people in the UK are not those people, you know. So I know so many people that are working normal 9-to-5 jobs or professional or, you know, self-employed. They're not people who are creating negative names and images of Nigerians in the UK. So those of us who are not doing those things, being those kinds of people they say Nigerians are, should focus and, you know, make ourselves known, make our works known. We have to have a stronger community. That's another thing in the diaspora. Yes, Nigerians stick together, they party together, they enjoy each other's company, but when it comes to the professional world by and large, it's almost like everyone's sort of, what's the word I'm trying to say?
Everyone to themselves. Like we say in Nigeria.
They hug their privilege. They don't want anybody else to know how they make it, how they
come.
So if you're not willing to open up to your next man, your fellow Nigerian, and also inspire them to be like you, you know, open the door for the next person.
That's right.
Try and make sure that they are on the right path.
That's right.
Instead of, you know, thinking that you want to be, you know, the king of the castle, so to speak, or the king of the village.
That's right.
Because some people pride themselves in that, you know. They want other people to look up to them. But you can have people look up to you by being a good
by inspiring them, exactly.
That's
right.
So it's up to us. It's up to us to make that change, make that shift. It's not up to the media.
Wow. You almost make me want to proclaim you the ambassador of the Spirit of Nigeria Radio in the UK, because you said we should focus on the positive, and Spirit of Nigeria Radio is all about radiating positive Nigerian energy. We believe that, just like you said, that it is up to us to change the narrative. While some people might be wanting to, give out a negative narrative, it is up to us to make the world know that that is not what Nigerians are about. That we are a lot different from what some might portray about us. You know, I have known a number of foreigners who came to Nigeria and are surprised when they got here, because what they came to see was far different from the perception that was created in their minds before they came over. So thank you very much, and we will be doing our part also to help promote the positive narrative about us as Nigerians in the diaspora. My final question for you,
Ma.
My final question for you. In a couple of months, on the 1st of October 2020, Nigeria will be turning 60. And so, as part of our program to celebrate Nigeria at 60, we are thinking of drawing up a list of 60 eminent Nigerians who have done Nigeria proud all over the world, who have promoted the image of Nigeria positively wherever they have found themselves. So if you were to vote, Ma, who would you vote for as an eminent Nigerian that has done great strides?
That's putting me on the spot. There's so many all over the world, and not based in Nigeria, even in diaspora at the moment.
Okay.
One name keeps coming to mind, and I guess that's because Adebayo
Ogunlesi.
Yes. Have you heard of him?
No, Ma. You wanted to tell me about him.
Yes. The short, I guess, synopsis of who he is. Don't quote me on this.
Okay.
Again, my caveat comes into play. but he owns a couple of airports in the UK. But again, like I said, don't quote me on it, because it may be that he owns it via a capital venture and all of that. But he is the face of the capital venture. He is a Nigerian lawyer and an investment banker. Okay? So, and like I said, even the word capital venture is not the right word, because I believe it's like a private equity firm that he is part of, and the firm owns, you know, infrastructures all over the world, including, like I said, a couple of airports in the UK, Gatwick, I think, City, and an airport in Scotland. Those are the three I remember. But he is somebody who a lot of Nigerians don't really know. They might know him now because, what's his name? Burna Boy just mentioned him in his new song.
Oh.
So the Nigerians might actually know of Adebayo Ogunlesi now because he's in a song that Burna Boy just released.
Okay.
But he is a Nigerian. Not a lot of people know. He's a Nigerian. Lots of Nigerians should know, should look up, should look up to, and emulate, because he's made his money legally.
Legally.
And like I said, a lot of Nigerians don't know him, but he's a stinking. But his legal wealth.
Yes.
His legal wealth is not for it. You know, so that is somebody I would vote for. That's somebody I would put in the bag for you guys to choose from.
Okay, so honestly, I really appreciate the fact that, you know, we get to hear about someone new in the sense that I'm not sure I've ever heard of that name, Adebayo Ogunlesi. Ogunlesi, right? Am I right?
Who owns three airports?
Yes.
Who owns three airports in the UK?
Wow.
Like I said, it may not be him as a person, it may be part of a firm, but he is, you know, the face of the private equity firm.
But the most important thing is that
when
he's
even if he was just an employee of the firm that owns the three airports, that would be commendable enough.
In as much as he's part of something
that
big,
that would be huge. Exactly.
Absolutely, that's the point. In as much as he's part of something that big. In fact,
he's worth celebrating.
I think I just my pride just, you know, went up.
Just exactly.
All right, thank you very much, Ma, for your time.
The real reason I mentioned him, like I said, is because he has made his wealth
legally. Yes, you did say so.
Absolutely.
The gentleman who was recently, you know, arrested in
Dubai
extradited to North America somewhere. In the light of that person,
exactly.
This person, Mr. Dayo Ogunlesi, who is, you know, a millionaire by virtue of his own sweat. So let people look up to
exactly. These are the kind of Nigerians we want to promote for people to emulate.
We need these names. We need these names out. We need these personalities out.
They should be our role models. Absolutely. They should be the people that our young children know about, that our young people know about, the people they want to look up to.
And these are the names that should absolutely make it to the media as well.
Exactly. And we will not hesitate also, if we were given the chance, to nominate someone as eminent as you, Kofor Anifowose, for 60 Nigerians at 60, because you have also done wonderfully well. And it's been a great pleasure talking with you today.
Thank you very much. It's been my pleasure talking to you as well.
All right.
Thank
you. All right. Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your day.
And you too. Yeah. Take care now.
Yeah, bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, that was Kofo Anifowose calling all the way from London. And honestly, she had quite a couple of things to say about Nigeria, of course. And, you know, one of the things that actually got me, because it is obviously one of the things that we are driving at Spirit of Nigeria Radio, is for Nigerians in diaspora to be part of the, you know, the voting activities, or, yes, the voting process in Nigeria from wherever they might be. And, yes, she even said that even before we brought it up at all. And then it just, it brings me more to the fact that people have this in mind. People are yearning for this. People are hungry for this. As Nigerians in diaspora are yearning for this, and they are hungry for these. And you know, Spirit of Nigeria is here, and I'm so sure that to a very large extent, we should be able to make this possible.
Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.